That song really peters out at the end in a way that I didn't remember it doing. Hey, everybody. Thursday night again, and here we are on the good old radio KOL. Me, Jake, he, Riff, and she, Hot Stuff.
Hello.
That's not funny.
Get it? Hot Stuff is a girl. So speaking of under pressure, item of the month deadline is sneaking right up on us, so of course Hot Stuff and I are spending all of our time working on a scavenger hunt that we're putting together for a friend of mine. You know, the problem with wanting to do things well is volunteering to do things at all.
It's just a bad idea.
Yep. I think the scavenger hunt is going to be fun for the people who are doing it, even though no one is going to solve any of Hot Stuff's puzzles.
I totally just solved my own puzzle just right now.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And, I mean, you are clearly... Because,
hey,
you know,
Riff,
the one thing that all these people
have in common...
Guess
what number I'm thinking of? Oh, gee, is it 4,000,006? Why, yes!
So you illustrated my point with an example. So, yeah, Hot Stuff's puzzle. It's a blank Sudoku grid.
It is not blank. It has... like 12 numbers on it.
Okay. So there's a Sudoku grid that you have to fill in some of the clue numbers by going to different businesses and seeing how much things cost.
Yeah.
And then there's a section of the Sudoku grid that once you've solved the Sudoku, you have to go to a different business, and then the answer to the puzzle is what you can buy for that amount of money at that business.
That seems totally straightforward to me.
Yeah.
It is not... all it is like figuring out how to do a Sudoku.
Mine is like a picture of Hooters, and the puzzle is what is the name
boobs?
Of the what kind of animal is on the sign of this restaurant? Yeah. No, yeah, sorry. Bring me two boobs. No, make it three. We want to make it
exactly three.
Kind of challenging, yeah. Exactly three boobs. Do you think that Hooters hires any breast cancer survivors?
I have no idea. They hired that dude, right? So, like, all the bets are off, right?
I don't think that means all bets are off. I think that what that means is that dude is kind of an asshole, and nothing really changed as a result of that, except a lot of people wasted a lot of money.
That's
my impression of that whole thing. I don't know. I mean, I feel like somebody had to mount a defense against that.
Discrimination.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, right? Because you're allowed to discriminate for all kinds of jobs, so I don't understand why that is necessarily any different.
Right.
Right? Like, actors, you clearly can hire men or women depending on what you want to do. You know? There's all kinds of gender-specific roles. You know?
Yep. I don't know. I mean, you know, can't you normally get around it by hiring people as models instead of, you know, like if you want...
I don't know. I saw that in a movie.
If you want to be able to fire them when they're unattractive.
I don't know how...
Was it in Ocean's 11?
It might have been, yeah.
I think it was in Ocean's 11.
I think it was in Ocean's 11. Yeah.
Not Ocean's 12, which didn't make any sense.
Yeah, Ocean's 12 was kind of incomprehensible.
It was good. It wasn't bad, I don't think.
Yeah.
But it was a little incomprehensible.
Yeah. 13 was a movie again.
I heard that they basically made 13 because they had a lot of fun making 12 and decided they wanted to do another one, only make it make sense this time.
I mean, 13 definitely has a coherent plot. So, it's not, I don't know, as far as heist movies goes, it's hard. Like, Ocean's 11 was a really good one, and it's hard to, like, recapture that glory.
Right. So yeah, we've been designing paper puzzles and activities, and I'm going to dress as a wizard.
That is the truth.
And Hot Stuff initially had Riff dressing as a Chinaman, but then we thought that maybe that would be a little offensive. Really, I mean, everyone except Hot Stuff realized right away that that is a terrible idea.
Particularly because I was going to be sitting in front of a Chinese restaurant.
Which is where the whole Chinaman thing came from in the first place.
P.F. Chang's is not a Chinese restaurant.
Well...
Just like Riff's not a Chinaman.
Okay.
You put a pointy hat on either of them, and what do you get?
I still liked one of our NPCs, the black guy. But it's okay, because it wouldn't really be a black guy. It would be a white guy in blackface.
No, I think a more appropriate metaphor would be a black or a white guy with a fro.
Okay.
Right?
Right, a white guy wearing a black hat, like a black person's hat. Like some sort of a gang colored do rag. That's a traditional black person's hat, right? Or black people don't tend to wear hats because their fros are too big.
But they get like extra large hats.
They wear a pick.
They do wear.
They have to get like black pick. Cowboys had to wear 20-gallon hats. And if you took a picture of them, they had to wear a 20-gallon 5-pound hat.
Wow!
Because the
camera.
You know, 10 pounds. It's 10 pounds, yeah. I made the joke about half a camera with 5 pounds. So yeah, what do we I'm a little worried that people are gonna be offended by the Greek, which is just gonna be Roy in a toga.
Why would they be offended?
There's
by
probably
that?
Greeks.
It's a Jesus. It's a fucking cartoon character that we're
Weeks
making here.
Exist.
All of these are cartoon characters.
Right, right. And there was nothing offensive about the Chinese cartoon character from 40s. Nothing offensive about that at all.
Wow.
I'm just saying, man. You know, we don't live in this. We don't live in this. In this. This.
Have you ever?
Racial wonderland.
You ever gone to a play? Like ever? Like, do you not know how people take on roles that are not necessarily like their exact?
Hey, look at me!
Person?
I'm the Italian guy. Anybody want some pizza? I got a mustache.
Yeah. Are you doing the Greek now?
Is yeah, that yeah. That's what the Greek will be saying because he's confused. And that's offensive. The Greeks on the team will be upset. Maybe they will be too busy taking baths and having gay sex with one another to complain.
If the rest of the country is an indicator, no one in Arizona has any cultural sensitivity anyway.
That's true. We're all
so
racist.
We're
all huge racists. In fact, Pirate Wench wrote into the Twitter, "Sorry, the pirate household is boycotting everything Arizona. Have a great show tonight." I wonder if there's anybody, you know, since our player base is apparently just full of wacko liberals. Liberal wackos and wacko liberals, I say. You know what? I don't even think that this bill is necessarily a good thing. I just don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think that...
I'm way more worried about the whole concealing guns bill.
What's that?
It's now legal to carry a concealed firearm. Straight up. No permit. No
well,
class.
You still have to have a permit to own the gun.
Not if it's made in Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wait, so you can build a gun?
So,
if you have a gun that was made in Arizona, you can carry it concealed. Period.
A gun that was made. Why does the state of manufacturer
have a permit for an out of state gun? You can carry it concealed anyway.
Yeah, but I mean,
with
that,
no permit.
That
or
also just not a big
class
fucking deal.
Or anything.
You know, like guns in national parks, not a big fucking deal.
I don't know, man. I'm not into the idea.
It has always been legal in Arizona.
Stupid
like literally
people walking
always
around with guns
okay,
everywhere.
It has literally always been legal in Arizona for stupid people to walk around with guns visibly strapped to their belt.
Yeah, but they at least have to have a license to carry, don't they?
I think it's weird that you don't have to, like, if you actually don't have to have a license to carry a gun that's manufactured in Arizona, that seems a little weird.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because I think it's federal law that you can't buy a gun without a background check. So, like, I feel like that's
no
maybe
background
a,
check.
A misinterpretation. I don't know. Anyway,
that's what
you
I've
could,
read.
You could all, like, what it took to get a permit to carry a concealed weapon in Arizona was equivalent to, like, traffic
class.
School.
Yeah.
It was like an 8-hour class.
Yeah,
cost,
but at
like,
least
$100.
It's confirmation that this dude knows which end of the gun to point and not to point it at a person.
I maintain that it is not a big deal at all. In the entire time, in the like 20 years that I've lived in Arizona, like 3 times I've seen dudes with guns, like just at places.
We saw a dude at the grocery store with a gun on his hip, and the most elaborate shoulder rig holster I've ever seen with all pouches and shit for his clips.
Huh.
Like hair, like banana clips? Did he have like hair clips?
He was this weird little skinny dude too. He looked like he was maybe 16 years old.
Did he have great clips?
Great
clips? Some video clips? Where he can shoot viral YouTube videos at people out of his gun?
Oh, that would be the worst.
Oh man. You'd get rolled for your cash and Rickrolled at the same time?
Yeah.
You'd get a chocolate rain of bullets. a young girl talking about herself and shooting you.
I'd be actually pretty worried if I was a cop who is going to be expected to check people who might be illegal, who might also be carrying a concealed pistol.
But yeah.
Anyone could have been carrying a concealed weapon before.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And it just because it wasn't legal.
I mean, you have to tell like
could have done it. You know?
You have to tell cops if you have a gun. Like, you know, I've been in a car with my buddy when he got pulled over and he was like, "Officer, there is a firearm in the glove compartment of my car." And the officer's like, "Okay." And they checked him out, you know, and it was fine. I also got when that same guy got a DUI. He didn't get a DUI. He nearly got a DUI. He called me in the middle of the night, and he was like, hey, man, can you come pick me up, like, right now in a big hurry? It would really save me a lot of trouble if you could. And the cop, he'd been pulled over by this cop, and the cop was like, if you can find somebody to give you a ride in, like, 10 minutes, I'll let you go. Wow. Otherwise, I just have to take you to jail. I can't let you drive home. And he was like, I don't want to take you to jail, but I can't leave you here with your car. So he called me, and I went. And the cop came up. He ran up to me as I approached.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The cop ran up to me and was like, is there anything in your truck that you don't want me to see? And I said, no. And he said, can I open the door of your truck and put a gun inside it? And I said,
who said
like,
this?
The cop. And I was like, Jamin's gun? Sorry. Oh, by the way, it was my friend Jamin. all anonymity going out the window here. And he was like, yes, of course. No, I was going to put my gun in your truck. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I just got here. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, maybe every day somebody asks you to put a gun in your car, but, like, it's never happened to me before.
It's
so.
The secret policeman test.
Why did that have to happen?
I don't know. I really don't know. But it was like, maybe he didn't want to leave the car there with the gun in it, like, because he had to leave his car where it was parked. Anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, concealed firearm guy driving drunk, you know, world's safer than ever. Nah. But it was one of those things. I mean, he clearly wasn't driving drunk enough to genuinely get in trouble, or he would have gotten in trouble. I mean, it was just one of those, like, you know, he was probably under the legal limit, but...
There was an interesting NPR, This American Life story about sort of guns and gun laws and that kind of thing, and, like, people's very different reactions having been confronted with a gun in real life. They have a story about a guy who, I think it was held up at gunpoint, and, like, that made him want to, like, get rid of all guns. And there was a woman who was in a cafe, I think in Texas, who had a gun in her car, but it was against state law to bring it into the diner or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude just came in and started shooting people in the diner, and, like, a bunch of her relatives and friends and stuff got killed. She barely made it out alive. And she went the other direction. She was like, if I had had that gun with me, he would not have killed all those people.
Yeah.
So, you know. It's interesting to see sort of the different sort of sides that people take in that whole debate.
Yeah, because, I mean, everybody's always pretty happy when a guy who would probably have killed 100 people, like, gets one in the head after only killing one person, you know? Like, everybody's like, oh, the guy that did that is a hero, right. You know? But, like, the week before, they would have been, nope, the guy who did that is a dangerous asshole and shouldn't be allowed to have a gun, right? So, I mean, it's again, like, it's a thing where I'm super skewed, having grown up in the country, surrounded by police, right, and just, like, you know, firing guns every day for fun,
right?
Just at random cars that were driving past and stuff. It's pretty awesome. See, I would feel like if I were a guy who got held up at gunpoint, I would think, whoa, I could get a gun instead of a job. It's like an awesome way to earn money.
I guess that's one way of...
Right, so one way to earn money is by, like, having a skill that someone will pay you for. Another way is having a knife. Or a gun.
That someone will pay you to not stab them with?
Yeah. Yeah. In a way, they're providing a valuable service, you know? Like, really, I think armed robbery is just a form of extortion. Because you're saying, you know, dangerous things could happen to a dude that I'm pointing a gun at.
Maybe, I guess that's technically true.
Maybe you should pay me to not be pointing this gun at you anymore. I'll point it at the people who might be threatening you, who are somewhere that you don't know about.
Huh.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way.
That's what I'm saying. All Night Diner wrote into the Twitter, question for Jick, how do I beat the sauce guy? Thanks. P.S. Be nice. Riff, how do I beat the sauce guy?
The demonic version?
I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe you meant to send this into our other podcast, Beating Off for Dummies, in which we teach you how to beat off for dummies. Like, first, get some dummies.
Yeah, for the benefit of
them. Prop them up.
First, get four dummies.
Yeah. Maybe you want to prop them up around a dinner table and dress them in your family's clothes. And then, you know, you lie down on a giant plate, put an apple in your mouth, and beat off.
Oh, I thought you were just going to beat off the four dummies.
Well, no, you have to pretend that you're a suckling pig. See, that's why the book had to be written, right?
Oh, I see.
Most people wouldn't figure that out on their own.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So a lot of people retweeted that song thing. You know what somebody pointed out?
No.
Is that song is from, the post is from like 2008.
Wait,
I think.
What is?
That chill out song. Maybe it's not.
It was definitely not from 2010. It was either 2008 or 2009.
Well, it's definitely not 2010 because it's
September,
be from
August,
future.
September. Yeah.
Anyway, it's all.
It's weird, but the post, there was a post about it on the front page of Zufrank's blog, like a couple days ago. Or whatever, yeah. So.
I thought it was touching and heartwarming and cool and a swell thing, and it made me kind of like people. And then other people's opinions differed, like G.I. Ginger, who wrote, "That chill out song is just about the gayest thing I've experienced since NS13.
Which is pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. Reinvented said, "Why not make all accordion thief buffs have a max cast per day and also be recordable?" Well, I was never going to make all accordion thief buffs recordable because that would be a giant hassle. But we figured out a way to make it make some kind of sense. You can only record high-quality songs, and you can only record songs after you've already gotten the best accordion thief accordion, so there only needs to be one duration of them, and there is a reason that if all accordion thief buffs had a max cast, that would be frustrating for buff bots. No, it would be frustrating for a lot of people, I think. People who just want to hang out and chat, giving people free buffs, you know? That's a thing people do. There's probably at least two dudes that do that, or one dude that did it twice. But it doesn't make any sense. I mean, we had decided on the resource costs of these effects a long time ago. I mean, and by decided, I mean made some shit up, like just typed some. When it was time to type a number into KOL, I would just put one finger over a 5, and then just like stab at the number pad with my eyes closed with the other hand, and then hit the 5. That way everything is, there's a system. It all ends with 5. I like 5s. I like 5s and things that are divisible by 5.
Things with 5s on them.
I like in Aliens when she said, "We're in the pipe 5x5. Or maybe that was in StarCraft. But I think it was referencing Aliens.
Or maybe it was from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No. That was certainly not where it was originally from.
I mean, originally...
Who do you think was lamer, Faith or Kendra?
Kendra had a cool accent.
Yeah, I don't think that was really a cool accent. Faith has a weird face. Eliza Dushku's got that thing where she's almost really hot, but not quite, and the failure just makes it weird. It's like one of those pictures that is designed so that you can't really focus on it. Did you ever see that picture of the woman with like two sets of eyes that just was crazy uncomfortable to look at? Like it was physically difficult to look at it?
No.
Yeah. That's how I feel when I look at Eliza Dushku.
Did you ever see Deconstructing Harry?
No. Is that a Woody Allen movie?
It is.
You know why I didn't see that movie?
Why?
Because it's a Woody Allen movie.
Just watch it.
Yeah,
just
Sleeper. Please. Stupidest movie ever. Stupid movie.
There are some... Yeah, I mean, whatever. Just watch.
So it's kind of funny when he slips on the giant banana peel. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Right? But not funny enough. Tom Smizzle says, "Any of you tried Sleep is Death? Jason Rohrer two-player storytelling game thing. It's fun to mess around with." I have watched some of the highest rated replay video things on that site that's collecting the replay video things, and I did not think that it was all that cool. There's one where it's like, you're a 5-year-old Japanese boy, and it's your birthday, and you wake up and you're all excited about your birthday, and then the atomic bomb falls and kills everybody. The end. You're a burned up baby skeleton. And I'm like, awesome!
Baby skeleton.
Dude, that reminds me, I totally have to write something tonight for the the Twitter IF competition.
Twitter IF competition?
Yeah, it's a competition. Well, the competition's already over, but he's leaving it open for people to submit.
Is that
submissions that not for the prize?
Is that where the code had to be?
Yeah, all the code for an IF game in 140 characters.
Not counting white space.
Not counting white space, which one guy got through by coding in an entire IF game using white space as his his language.
I was going to say, people don't necessarily know what white space is.
White space is a programming language that ignores all the text you type and compiles the code out of the spaces and tabs and line breaks that you used.
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
Can you actually write anything in that, or do you just have to, are there converters for other languages into that?
Oh, that I don't know.
King Stupid writes, Riff, I need some cool techno-esque music as I will be running a Shadowrun campaign. If it's techno-western, even better. Thanking you. Cotton Eye Joe by Rednecks.
That's specific. That's Pendulum is a really good band.
Pendulum.
It's a techno group.
Pendulette?
Pendulum, and there's a Welsh techno group called Hybrid that I like a lot. And if you're familiar with something that I guess I'm not familiar with, Julie Cruz, the singer from the Twin Peaks series, did vocals for one of their albums, which is quite a good album.
Is she related to Penelope Cruz or Tom Cruise?
Neither, as far as I'm aware.
Damn it.
Let me look real quick and see what the
Did you have some grand scheme in mind?
No, I just want everybody whose last name is
Wider
Cruz.
Angle is the name of the Hybrid album I like. And Hold Your Color is the name of the Pendulum album I like. Past that, you're on your own.
this guy says that the gun story I was telling on the radio is whacked. Sup with that? It's so whack. I guess he didn't say whack. He said it's whacked. Maybe I should be more freaked out about guns than I am, but I'm just not.
I'm just sort of naturally paranoid anyway.
Yeah.
So I think it doesn't help.
I think it's the U.S. media culture that makes everybody scared of everything. And
I would agree with that.
I've learned to just ignore it and tell people to shut up when they're freaking out about some bullshit that's never going to have any effect on their lives. You know, I remember hearing Adam Carolla talk about and I don't know if I would actually go so far as to agree with this sentiment, but basically what he said was, all right, everybody who did all that complaining about the Patriot Act, right? Everybody who was like, the Patriot Act is horrible, it's unconstitutional, it's going to turn the U.S. into a fucking police state, they're just going to be spying on us left and right, it's awful. Name one way in which it has affected you, or anyone you know, or anyone you know knows, in the, 10 years since it's gone in. And then, that's the thing. I don't know if I agree with that, right?
I feel like people have had computers and stuff seized under the Patriot Act.
People you know. Like the Gizmodo guy.
Potentially.
I mean, it only takes, five links to connect any person chosen at random in the United States with any other person. So it's pretty likely that you know somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah, who's had what happen? I mean, were they murdered by the government?
That I don't know.
Probably.
They're just made to disappear. I vaguely remember having this one friend, but now I almost feel like there's just this sort of irradiated blank spot in my brain where all the memories of him were. And every once in a while as I'm walking by this burned out vacant lot, I'm like, God, I could have sworn that somebody I knew lived around here. Yeah. That's my joke about the government having... Remember that movie Eraser, where Arnold Schwarzenegger got erased or erased someone? Or maybe I'm thinking of The Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think you might
was
be.
Not in Eraser.
Recall.
Wait, who was an Eraser?
I don't...
Maybe I'm thinking of Eraserhead.
Yeah, I don't know who's an Eraser.
Hot stuff, you remember when we...
When we were
doing a radio show instead of you writing a Sudoku? Now are you just writing Sudokus? Are you trying to see if Hot Stuff can write a Sudoku so difficult that he cannot solve it? Come on! Show me Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Eraser. He's U.S. Marshal John the Eraser Krueger.
Huh. I don't know that I've seen that.
I haven't either. He's trying to erase Vanessa Williams. The actress, not the singer.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
Right.
Ah, boy. So I guess we could look at the radio bugbear questions. I'm fucking nervous about this scavenger hunt thing, man, because we're not done yet, and it's like, we gotta go...
less than 24 hours from now.
I'm worried that I'm not gonna fit into my old wizard robes.
My concern is that they will kick you out for dressing like a wizard.
Why would they kick me out for dressing like a wizard?
Because Arizona is full of prejudiced jerks.
Oh, right, right. They're going to demand my wizard papers, and since I don't have my naturalization from a Hogwarts process started. Yep. I could be the Mexican wizard. I could get a sombrero with stars and moons on it. I could. What would a Mexican have instead of a wand?
A leaf burrito.
Wow.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I could hide my spellbook behind the saguaro that I nap against. It's too bad Roy's not here. He could teach us all sorts of things about Mexican culture. About growing up in a dirt-walled hovel, which he insists he grew up in a mansion. Yeah, I don't believe it. Although, you know, there are apparently wealthy parts of Mexico. Did you know that Man on Fire was a remake of a movie from 1984?
Man on Fire.
Yeah. The one where Denzel Washington? I don't know. All black people look alike to me.
God.
I'm just kidding. It was Denzel Washington.
You're making a great case for you not being part of the Arizona racist culture.
I didn't used to be, but then it became the fact that everyone in Arizona is an insufferable racist.
Oh,
and so
see.
Well, you know what? It's my patriotic duty.
Is it because of the Patriot Act?
I think it is because of the Patriot Act. Yeah, the Patriot Act made me a racist. I'm going to go get some decals. I'm going to go get some anti-Islam decals for my car.
Calvin peeing on Islam?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't even remember what you were saying. Okay, so no, movie. Denzel Washington.
Man on Fire.
What? Yeah. I don't know that I've seen Man on Fire.
It's good. You should see it. You would probably hate it. It's pretty violent, and it's about a badass. Just badassing around.
Uh-huh.
It's got Dakota Fanning in it, so you might be able to masturbate to it, at least. But there aren't any dummies. So, what are your options? You can masturbate to Lars and the Real Girl.
Right. That one, I mean, that would be pretty reasonable, right?
Given the assumption that I've introduced that you can only masturbate to things that have dummies, and then there's that one episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer with the ventriloquist dummy who is also a demon hunter.
There's any number of horror movies with dummies in them.
The Crash Test Dummies commercials. Those are pretty short, though, so just that name's maybe like just a quickie.
Well, you can just put it on repeat.
Oh, yeah.
Loop through it.
That's right, right? You pause it at the moment when the dummy is most visible.
When the dummy is crashing through the windshield.
Yeah. Why is a ventriloquist dummy a dummy and not a doll? What is a dummy? I mean, like... So I would say that in The Good Son, the dummy that Macaulay Culkin throws onto the highway to cause that accident is probably a dummy, you know?
What's the difference between a dummy and a...
That's that movie with, like, the one good son and the one evil son?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was creepy.
It was. It was spooky. Macaulay Culkin did a good job in that.
Yeah.
And Elijah Wood did a good job of being kind of a pussy. Which I feel like is, you know, served him well in all of his roles except Sin City. Oh,
he was creepy as shit in Sin City.
Frodo was tough but whiny.
Yeah.
And ultimately gay. The last half hour of...
Yeah, Jesus.
That was
wow.
Just...
Wow. Boy, oh boy.
Like a...
I bet you wish that had dummies in it,
focus.
Huh?
Soft focus. Dudes jumping on beds.
Riding each other's white ships.
Yeah.
Radio Bugbear questions or Man on Fire? Man on Fire is good. It like it's about this burned out alcoholic CIA agent who gets takes a job as a bodyguard for this little girl in like Mexico City, and then the girl gets kidnapped, and then he like
wow, that sounds like a weird combination of like Crash and no, not Crash, Babel and Ransom.
Babel and Ransom.
Yeah. It's about there was one movie, Babel was about like people in other countries not who didn't speak the language necessarily and like dealing with just random shit that happens with the law and like violence and stuff like that. And then it was in Mexico, which is what made me think of that. Mexico had little kids in it. And then Ransom was
the Mel Gibson movie?
No, it was Liam Neeson.
You're thinking of Taken.
Was it Taken?
Yeah. Oh, Ransom was the Mel Gibson movie. Taken was the one where
Taken was terrible.
Where Liam Neeson goes the entire movie without stabbing railroad spikes into anybody's knees, even though that was in the fucking preview.
Really?
Yeah. What the fuck is that all about? And then he killed some dudes. I mean, Taken was very much like a bad version of Man on Fire.
It was really, really bad.
Like,
Taken was a terrible movie.
You know, I watched it and enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah. It kind of made me want to go to one of those boats where I can buy some 17-year-old girls.
Come on, get in the boat.
I don't have any money. I don't think I can afford a 17-year-old American girl, but I don't know. Luckily, immigration laws are such that a steady influx of Mexican 17-year-old girls comes in, you know, in like trucks. Dudes that'll sell them to me. The trucks, not the girls.
And as long as you can get them papers.
I keep hoping that he'll forget and leave one of the girls in the truck when I buy it. So, I got a lot of trucks. Does anybody need, like, a windowless van? Because they're starting to pile up. Who am I kidding? Everybody here needs a windowless van. The better to conceal your guns
in. You can get a pair of vans.
Yeah, conceal one of those turret-mounted miniguns. Why do they call them miniguns when they're bigger than every other gun?
Well, they're not bigger than every other gun.
Well, okay, they're not bigger than, like, an artillery cannon on a battleship. But that's not a gun. That's a gun.
Is a minigun, like, a portable version of, like, the mounted guns on, like, planes and stuff?
I guess maybe. It's like a rotating, like, a Gatling gun.
Yeah.
Like a chain gun.
That is my impression.
It's a carryable version of that.
It is a miniature version of a bigger gun.
According to Wikipedia, it's in comparison to designs that use a similar firing mechanism but larger shells, such as a 20mm Vulcan cannon.
Oh, okay. So, like, those cannons that shoot bullets of logic.
Yeah.
Live long and prosper! Ow!
Because, I mean, like, a Mini Cooper, I've seen, like, guys who make barrels, and Mini Coopers are not similar and not smaller. So I'm somehow wondering if they changed what Mini means.
Originally, it was the Cooper Mini, in the same way it's a Ferrari Testarossa. Cooper is the company that made it. I don't understand why the name got turned around.
Mini is the company that makes it.
What's that?
Mini is the company that makes it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If only there was some interface device for a vast network of computers.
The one whose tab I was just on.
The internet tab? You were on the internet tab?
Have you been drinking internet tab? The British Motor Corporation and its successors made the Mini.
Really?
For the new Mini, see Mini BMW. Does this say anything about Cooper at all? Redirected from Mini Cooper. The Mini Cooper and Cooper S were sportier versions that were successful. This seems to say that Cooper was the... was the name of the model, not the make. Hot Stuff 1, Riff 0.
Curses.
You owe him a dummy.
I know,
back... It says it's British
before it came over here, I saw British TV shows that it was on, and it was always referred to as the Cooper Mini. I don't understand the discrepancy.
Huh.
Okay. People sending gross shit in.
Yeah, Mini is the brand now.
Maybe they changed the names around.
Well, I mean, there was a Mini. There was, so before Mini was a BMW thing. It was a model of car made by British Motor Corporation. But that's still not Cooper. Yeah, I don't know.
Tech Dragon also suggested that dude that asks, Juno Reactor's Pistolero is a great techno-western tune. I wonder if Juno Reactor ever played a show with Genova Project.
Couldn't you just put the soundtrack to Cowboy Bebop on?
Oh, yeah.
Is that techno or western?
Well, it's like jazz.
Yeah.
Western.
It feels western.
Does it? Is it just feel western because you're looking at cowboys and shit?
Maybe.
Techno western. What about Rodeohead?
It's not really techno.
It's not really western.
Yeah. So okay. Right, so anything that isn't techno or western is up for grabs.
Well, I'm confused. Like, what is the? Is it western like cowboys and Indians western style techno? That you're
I don't know. Is he looking? Maybe he's looking for western as in like you know America.
As opposed to not. Yeah. As opposed to not.
Because all that oriental techno.
Dude, I don't know.
It's like it's on that pentatonic scale they're so fond of over there in the Orient. It's all played using rugs and soy sauce. What other oriental musical instruments are there besides rugs and soy sauce? You could probably play those hats as a symbol
of oppression.
Yeah.
We should, let's, like, answer some
cool hats, right?
Questions
or
something.
Those are called cool hats.
Oh, jeez. Like, maybe cool tapes.
Yeah. Andrew3 says, how about a slash away chat command? Auto response to PMs while active, similar to what one Grease Monkey script does. I don't know that I want to write something that automatically responds to PMs while you're away. That, I've always hated stuff like that. I've always hated autoresponders. Just because I feel like what's to stop you from, you know, clearly programming logic is to stop you from just having two people who are away have a battle of wills where their autoresponders just autorespond to one another all the live long friggin' day. What if I do slash away but then get rid of idle off for general use? Inspector Gadget says, with May just around the corner, June is soon to come. Could you talk about anything that might be in the works for the clan basement? Well, we probably aren't going to have anything in the clan basement in June. But yeah. SF Warlock says, so what was up with the slime tube bug? Well, that was just a real serious failure of QA on our
end. What we have here is a failure to QA and Nate.
QA Mincate.
QA Mincate. Other techno songs to totally derail you, or not songs, artists that you should totally check out. Amon Tobin, I Am Spoonbender, and Square Pusher.
Does Square Pusher have something to do with Aphex Twin, or did they like release an album together?
They might have.
Or is one of them a side project of the other, or is that like...
I don't know. I think they might have collaborated.
We were just talking about Aphex Twin today.
Were you now?
Yes. Yes, we were. In the context of Roy showing me some video that Eric from Tim and Eric did for some rap song, or some club song, that was kind of... I don't know, man. I don't know about those guys. I think maybe Tim and Eric, awesome show, good job, great job, is like... I think maybe that's the first sign that I'm getting old. Is me not really being able to handle that. I think the things that these kids are into these days. Although, I feel like Tim and Eric are like our age.
Maybe yeah, I feel like there are. I feel like they're 30-somethings. Hmm. But I don't know.
Yeah. I remember them being the only people on that Adult Swim panel who were actually nice when we saw them at Comic-Con. It was like before they were a thing. I think they were still just doing Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Which was so bad.
Sometimes it was funny. Some stuff in Tim and Eric is really funny, but then some of it is just like, oh, I'm dressed as a woman. Here, look at my ass. You know?
Did you see the Old Spice commercials that those guys did?
No.
They're weird. They're funny, but I don't think I could watch a whole half hour of it.
Old Spice seems to be trying to get some indie cred.
Yeah.
You know, they got the Bruce Campbell. Oh, anyway, the slime tube bug, which was what I was answering. So, basically, there were, because of KOL...
wow.
Right. Because of
that
KOL.
That is, no, done. Yeah. That's the problem. Yep. That was the problem.
The problem was KOL.
Yeah.
No, so, Clan Dungeon, the reason that Hobopolis took so fucking long is because a tremendous amount of shit had to be done to shoehorn... like multiplayer interaction with the same game objects in a system
that was never
very, very much single player. And so one of the tricks that we had to come up with was if you can't close the dungeon while someone is in the middle of a fight with a boss. Right? Because then that fucks it up, because if you open another dungeon while they're still in the fight and they kill the boss, they'll get credit. Because the boss fights don't get started with a particular dungeon identifier, they get started with a particular clan identifier. And so, let's say that you start a fight with Mother Slime, and then somebody closes the slime tube, and then they reopen the slime tube, and then you beat Mother Slime, then you would get a zero-turn slime tube run. You'd get a one-turn slime tube run. That is not what happened, because that, we did... correctly copy and paste over from the Hobopolis closing code. But the other thing that happens in Hobopolis, and not a lot of people see this, I feel like this is mostly when people are trying to pull something over on us that they encounter this, but if you are in a choice adventure when somebody closes Hobopolis, anything that you hit, like what it does is it goes behind the scenes and edits you into a new different choice adventure. So whatever response, if you just reload the page, or if you hit any of the buttons, it runs the code from the new choice that we've put you in, which is a choice adventure that the only option is to get blasted out by a wave of sewage. Right? Like, that's the thing where you just, you know, it just narratively tells you that the place gets flooded. It kind of makes you wonder, like, how the hobos existed when the entirety was...
They're, you know, never in Choice Adventures.
Okay. Cool. Right.
Because it's only those things that get flushed.
That's true, yeah. It's just the specific places that
you can still go. You can still be fighting a hobo, and it can be closed, and you can finish that fight.
Yep. That's a good point. So anyway, there were two... So the list of Choice Adventures... Because fucking Riff, man... The list of choice adventures in Hobopolis was this sprawling list of, like, I don't know, they're like 70 choice adventures in Hobopolis?
Something. There's a lot.
Because of that market.
The old marketplace. The market. And every zone had a bunch, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, because we went fucking nuts on that. It was good, though. That was a fun times. It was stressful. It wasn't fun. It was stressful. It was fun on afterthought. Hindsight is rose-colored glasses.
In your bum.
40-20.
Yeah.
So anyway, there are only two choice adventures in the slime tube, but I forgot one of them, and it was the one where you are about to fight Mother Slime. That has to be a choice adventure. Why does that have to be a choice adventure? There, the sort of structure that we came up with for fighting the boss, it was so somebody couldn't accidentally get into a boss fight that they weren't ready for, I guess, right? Because, like, or was there a technical reason that it needed to happen?
I don't remember.
I think it might have just been. It's probably possible to do it in the conditional. Right, where it would just say somebody's already fighting that boss, so you can't fight that boss. Because it has to do some different operations on the clan flag table. Some things that operate on the clan flag table can just, like, fire and forget, like, you know, just incrementing the number of hobos that you killed or whatever, and it's fine if it gets double incremented because two people are doing things at a very similar time. But what you don't want is two people to be able to, at the exact same moment, hit the button to do a thing that we only want done once per dungeon, and both queries fire to decrement the flag, and one of them didn't actually decrement it. So there are, like, safe, validated versions of all of the flag operations for the clan flag table, which is where all the Hobopolis state is contained. And a lot of that had to be done. Like, when you hit the button to fight Hodgman, say, it checks to make sure that Hodgman exists before you.
It's an existential
is not choice. Being fought. And it was just the logic was a little more complicated than I wanted to do in a conditional on a regular fight. So yeah, that's just how it happened. Is that every clan dungeon boss fight is wrapped up in a choice adventure that starts the fight, and we had forgotten to, in the version of the being flushed out, you know, where you get you get shot out of a tube as it refills with slime or whatever. Yeah, we forgot to put that choice adventure in that list. It got tested against, but what they did was they would start the thing, close the tube, and then try to start the fight, and that doesn't work, right? But what they didn't do... Oh, no, wait. That was what they did do. Fuck. Now I'm thinking about this wrong. They did the fight without reopening the tube.
That is what they did.
So you close it, then do the fight.
Yeah.
Well, you close it, somebody fights a puttied slime so that they can be on the list of people to distribute the loot to. That was pretty clever. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Pretty weird. So that way, because the slime tube didn't exist, it was the check to see if you'd killed enough slimes to fight Mother Slime was failing. Because you've killed 0 out of 0 slimes at that point. Or you've killed 1 out of 0 slimes. Yeah, anyway, it's weird that nobody caught it any earlier than that. And it's like, when I say it's a failure of QA, it was just a thing that got overlooked, right? It wasn't like actually a... It was the sort of thing like, it wouldn't have merited anybody getting yelled at for, right?
Right.
Because I'm always yelling at people when they fuck up.
That is the truth.
I never yelled at anyone. I yelled at Riff once about some DPI.
Yeah, I remember that.
DPI?
We got into a fight.
Yeah,
Image file format.
Yeah, I was sending those. Right. Yeah, because you were converting them to EPS or something, and it was like, yeah, I don't know, man. Let's not reopen those old wounds and pour salt in them. Wash the salt out with turpentine.
GIFs do not record the image size in them, which is weird. So they just open up at whatever, at the number of pixels.
I think the notion of an image file storing DPI information is fucking crazy.
Okay.
I mean, because
Most image formats do, though, but I don't think that they do.
I really don't think JPEGs don't. GIFs don't. Like
GIFs don't. I think JPEGs do.
I don't think that they do.
TIFFs definitely do.
Okay, so most formats that are primarily used on Macs and primarily for printing applications do.
Right.
Right. So most image I don't think that's usually what images are used for anymore. Mostly images are, you know, to beat off to, or to display on a web page for someone else to beat off.
Yeah.
So I mean, what you know is irritating is you have a GIF.
Yeah.
And if I want it to be an inch by an inch at 300 DPI, I just do some multiplication in my head. I'm like, all right, what's 300 times 1? It's 300.
Right.
So that's the width. Now for the height, what's 300 times 1?
I think you have to do that 300 times.
Six. Hold on. God, I wish I had a calculator. 29 more dudes.
Yeah.
300.
Yeah.
So I know that that's the right size.
Yeah.
300. If I want a GIF to be, and I want a GIF to be printed at 600 DPI, and I want it to be 2 inches by 2 inches, I have to.
Yeah.
And let's see what's. And that's just how I've done everything that I've sent off to be printed. Like, that's how the shirts work. Like, you know, I will just send them the GIF. They will say, send us an image. We need 300 DPI. And I'm like, all right, here's a GIF. It's 6 inches, 300 DPI. I'll just tell them that. Right?
Sure.
And the GIF contains the information about how many pixels are in it. But if you convert it to something else, it'll ask you what the DPI is. And if you don't know, it'll lose quality. You know? Like... So what was happening was I was sent Riff this stuff to put into whatever Mac layout program he was using, and some operation that he was performing to make it compatible with the thing was losing most of the image information, and he was saying, these don't look good when they're blown up, And I was saying, they're fine, they're 300 DPI, they're going to print just fine. But they weren't 300 DPI because he was converting them to something at, like, 70 DPI. And, it doesn't, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're sending somebody graphics for print and you're not talking to them, then you would want the image file in and of itself to contain
information
the
about
intended
what size.
The intended DPI.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like that's actually an aspect of the image so much as that's like metadata about someone's intentions for the image.
But it could be an aspect of the image, right?
But it couldn't be, because it doesn't mean anything. Well, I mean,
it could. It could be specified by size and DPI and not specified by number of pixels. Right? You know? Theoretically, if you wanted to. Because I don't know that a lot of images are necessarily... Like, I don't feel like images are necessarily stored by pixel. I mean, not everything is a bitmap, right?
Every GIF is.
But there's compression in there, right?
Yeah, I guess. But I think it's stored in a sense of how many pixels it is. I mean, like,
I don't know.
It clearly has the number of pixels in it, because if I save it and you open it, you'll see the same number of pixels if it's just being displayed at its native resolution, right?
Sure.
I mean, what does that mean, its native resolution, right? I mean, I feel like it's, well, if this GIF is 300 pixels wide, it takes up 300 pixels on your screen, right? Weird auto-conversion. I mean, this is why, like, people not, like, understanding stuff like this is why, like, old women would call all the time and say, yeah, I tried to send a picture to my other old lady friend and on dial-up, and it's been an hour, and it's still sending, and I look, and they're, you know, uploading some 40-meg JPEG that their super expensive digital camera created over dial-up, and it's like, well, you need to shrink the image. But how do I do that? I don't know, old lady.
Yeah, I mean...
Get one of your grandkids to do it.
It confuses people all the time.
Yeah. Like, and I think that Macs are kind of horrible, because I don't know if you can even tell how big a fucking file is on a Mac.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm serious, man.
There's an information window that tells you everything about it. It's in the directory listing.
So in order to get useful information about the files, what you're saying is you have to use Windows.
You're fucking crazy, dude.
Grimdell says, I recently noticed that if you putty a monster with spooky putty, you can't squish it without fighting the monster. Any thoughts on letting someone squish a puttied monster?
Ew.
What? Like, and keep the monster in the putty?
No, I don't think they want to. I mean, I think they just want to, like, oops, I puttied a monster, and now I want my hat back without having to fight the monster, which I don't know. I mean, I feel like if that was a real thing that people really wanted, it would have been asked for before now.
It's possible that it was asked for and we just ignored them. So much to the point that we don't remember.
Yeah, let's ignore this one too. More people posting links about why Roger Ebert is wrong. Yahtzee wrote a thing about it, which was like, you know, kind of echoed my sentiments, which is like, sure, Roger Ebert is wrong, but it also just doesn't matter.
I think part of the problem is that we just don't care about things anymore.
I don't think it's that we don't care about things. I think we've decided not to care about things that are pointless. You know? It's like that thing, you know, Lord, grant me the strength to deal with the things I can, the patience to deal with the things I can't. No, the strength to change the things that I can, the patience to deal with things that I can't. And the wisdom
to know the difference.
The wizard. Dear Lord, grant me strength, patience, and the wizard. and the wisdom to tell the difference.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And dear God, I hope you got my letter. That's a song about how people are starving in some country, and I don't care. It's like Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Jimmy ran out of corn, and I don't care.
You basically don't care about Jimmy.
That's true. Unless one day he decides to eat world. SF Warlock says, I didn't figure out Dodongo dislike smoke until the mid-90s. If they eat the bomb, it takes three, but if you set it up so they breathe the smoke, you can then sword them down in one hit. Yep, I knew that. It was hard to pull off reliably, though. What would always happen when I was playing is I would put the bomb out, and I'd be like, sweet, Dodongo's totally going to dislike the shit out of that smoke, and I'm going to stab him in the asshole. Because that's how I imagined that working. When he coughs, his sphincter relaxes. And you can stab him in the asshole. Otherwise, his asshole remains tightly armored. But then he turns a corner and you wasted a bomb.
I mean, a sphincter really kind of sounds like something that should be really protective. Right? It's kind of like a sphinx.
Yeah. Like,
I let my sphinx relax.
It's like, you know, that's like why
go take
women,
five.
That's why women don't let you have anal sex with them, is because you haven't solved the
riddle.
Yeah. And then often the riddle is, how much chloroform should I put on this rag? Ah, boy.
You're making a lot of friends today.
Oh, come on. I make a lot of friends every day. You know, sometimes I can't figure out whether I'm, like, playing a character on these shows or I'm actually saying things that I believe. I mean, it is definitely...
Are you Andy Kaufman?
It is definitely more important to me that something be entertaining than true.
Sure.
When I'm in the mode that I have to get in for this.
That is interesting because you are so generally opposed to prevarication, you know, in life. But then you're willing to
but
do
I'm
it...
But I'm not opposed to making shit up.
Man. What is the difference in your mind? That I just have never been able to fathom this.
I know. It's weird. I don't even know that I can explain it. I don't even know that I believe that there is a difference. I might just be fooling myself so that I don't feel like
your brain doesn't explode.
So that I don't like realize the baffling collection of conflicting beliefs that exist. I suddenly realize that I'm a walking contradiction and I think about it too much and I can't figure out how to walk. One time I saw a Garfield comic that was kind of funny. Where the basic premise was John walks up to Garfield and says, "Hey, so when you walk, do you like start out moving one leg or do you start out moving two legs at a time?" And then there's just a panel of Garfield like looking at his feet, and then the third panel is basically him saying like, "God damn it," because now he can't walk because again, you know, which I'm like, you know what, that was worth committing to three panels, right? And Garfield so rarely is.
Right. It's very rarely worth committing to any panels.
Yeah. It would maybe be worth committing to, like, if you had a choice between a house that had, like, 70s wood paneling and a house that had Garfield wallpaper. I think I know the answer to this question already. Why would you ever be presented with that choice? Like, who would do that? Like, the sort of like the Dada gang is at it again. They're putting guns to people's heads and making them make really weird choices.
pulling choices out of a hat, forcing them to make them.
I think only Dada hats only have fish in them with bicycles. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle, I say. I don't actually say that.
You don't?
Nope. I never have, even once.
That's good.
Yeah. That wasn't me that said that a minute ago. That was the character that I'm playing on TV. I'm not a guy who says a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle, but I play one on the radio. Why do you suppose there are not more radio dramas? Like podcasts.
These days?
I feel like in the early days of radio, there were a lot more radio plays and a lot less talk radio.
Oh, constantly. Zillions of them.
And now it's all talk radio. There's not really radio drama anymore, and there's not podcast drama. There's sometimes drama surrounding podcasts.
I'm guessing people are not as interested in it, you know? Like, The Moth is people telling stories, which isn't exactly a radio drama, but it's, you know, it's sort of fiction.
It's also a recording of a thing that is happening
live. That's true.
and it's like, you know, New York weirdos.
They have been in other cities.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought it was just in New York.
No, it's like New York, LA, Chicago.
So it's only cities
Detroit.
With a large weirdo population.
Yeah.
Like a large enough population that there's enough weirdos. But it's like, hey, I want to go see Malcolm Gladwell tell a story about writing a song for somebody's wedding.
Right.
Yeah. Or a guy telling a story about being a fireman or a cop. I don't remember. He was a cop.
Or a fireman.
Yeah.
He couldn't remember.
A cop or a fireman. Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask that guy who doesn't think it's okay for cops to run red lights. Do you think it's okay for fire trucks to run red lights? Do you think that it's okay for
fire... On their way to a fire, sure.
Yeah. Cop is always on his way to a crime.
Not always. I think that's the issue. I think
we're talking about corrupt cops here, so they're always on their way to do crime.
They're always on their way to take a bribe. Like, take a bribe from a dude, or perhaps rape someone and get away with it.
Tase somebody.
Yeah. Despite their protestations not to tase me, bro. That wasn't even cops. What about ambulances, you know?
What about ambulances?
Remember that movie with... never mind.
What?
Spoon Mam says, on the topic of watching bad things because they're funny, have you ever seen Garth Marenghi's Dark Place? If you haven't, you should. God. It's made to look like a bad TV show, but it's actuarially one of my favorite shows of all time. That may just be because I'm English. No, it is pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm only saying brilliant because you talked about being English. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's different, like... It is definitely not, like, bad, right? Like, it's just meant... It's a send-up of bad television. It's, I love that the one guy just fucking overdubs all of his own lines just to make it look cheap.
Yeah.
Because his voice does not sound like he looks.
Right.
And you very much think it is just, like, you know, somebody else's voice being dubbed over it, but it's awesome that it's just his own voice. Yeah, that show's pretty good. There were only, like, 5 or 6 episodes of it, I think. But.
I don't know. It was weird to me the way in which I first saw that, which was on a DVD.
Yeah, Aaron Burke burned a DVD. And actually, he just, like, showed up at my house one night. He was like, do you have any weed? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, we gotta smoke weed and watch this. And he just produces, like, a burned DVD.
Yeah.
And then I was
that's very old school. Like, that's, like, you know, I feel like kids today would be like, hey, you at home? You should smoke some of your own weed at your own home and watch this on YouTube.
Yeah, he's and an old, school
we don't need
dude.
To hang out ever. Cause
although, it's weird, he was probably the first person I ever met who I basically only communicate with in text messages.
Huh.
Now, ladies... Young ladies don't like to use the telephone these days.
That I just don't believe is true.
I don't know.
They are constantly texting, but I think they also like to use the phone.
I don't know.
You do not like to use the phone, so they're happy to communicate with you via text.
Oh, sure. But I mean, like, so, I mean, you know, Frontalot was also talking about, like, you know, the last, like, 10 girls that he's dated, he has just never spoken to on the phone.
Or ever, actually.
Never spoken to ever. Yeah.
No.
They just sort of have text messages. They just do a lot of sexting.
Wow. Did you just make that up?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It's school administrators who want to perv out made that up, I think.
I see.
Because they want to confiscate phones with pictures of girls' boobs on them so that they can beat off to them real quick and then send the girls to jail for child porn. I think finally there was some precedent set that you can't get arrested for having child porn if it is of yourself.
In some state. I don't know what state it is.
A state of undress!
Yeah.
There was a internet acronyms parents need to know, like FAK or something that I saw.
An IAPKTN.
Yeah.
KTN.
And
TK.
Like, you know, it's like PIR, parent in room or whatever. And one of them was POS, which is parent over shoulder.
Hmm.
I was like, yeah, that's one possible meaning of that acronym.
Point of
when
sale.
I was talking to my buddy Greg on the phone a lot when I was younger, the word fumption meant that.
Fumption.
Fumption, yeah. Huh. If you were asked a question and you said a fumption, it meant that you can't answer because your parent is in the room.
It's like having a safe word.
You know, that was, you know why that mattered? Because the phone had a fucking cord on it, and the length of the cord on that phone determined how far away from the kitchen you could be while you were talking to someone.
Right.
This is like the fucking dark days, man. It's like, just realizing how weird that is. You know, it's like now I have a laptop computer.
You have a computer in your pocket.
I know. I have a computer in my pocket that allows me to do these incredibly crucial things that I had no idea existed 2 years ago. 3 years ago. I guess I've had the iPhone for a long time now.
Yeah.
I was an early adopter, as it turned out.
After making a lot of fun of me.
I didn't make a lot of fun of you. Someone else said of last week's show, you know it's going to be a good Jick show when it starts off with Jick telling us the poop story. I only wish that I had a newer poop story to tell. I could be like Duty.com, only instead of one elaborate animated GIF per day, I would tell one disgusting story per week.
What was your poop story? Was that the
spicy
food?
The spicy food being towards the end of a really long turd. Casey Wiederman disagrees with Scully saying that Scott Pilgrim, and I honestly kind of can see where Casey Wiederman is coming from here, because I was a little surprised to hear Scully say this. Scott Pilgrim is happy-go-lucky and oblivious and pathetic. Michael Cera is angsty and awkward and pathetic. I disagree with your notion that the role was created for Cera. I don't mind him, albeit typecasting acting. I just don't want Scott Pilgrim to be yet another George Michael Bluth. Still looking forward to the movie, though. Scott Pilgrim rocks.
Yeah.
That's basically my...
That is exactly how I feel. I have spent a fair bit of time trying to think of somebody that I would cast as Scott Pilgrim, though, and I've had a hard time.
I think it would... I mean, how many child actors do you know?
He's 20-something, though. He's not a child actor.
Well, but he's a... I mean, a 20-year-old is a kid, right? I'm saying, how many actors who are in their early 20s
You're
do you
old.
Know of? name some actors in their early 20s. I mean, I feel like even, like, you know, Shia LaBeouf is, like, a young actor, right?
Right,
he's
and I mean, like...
30.
I wonder if he would be better, actually, in this role.
What about Giovanni Ribisi?
Who's Giovanni Ribisi?
He was Scarlett Johansson's wife in the movie Where Dudes Are Ladies. Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Numar.
He's
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Lost in Translation. Is 23, dude.
Yeah.
Huh?
Sheila Booth is 23.
Sheila Booth is 23? Oh, wow, yeah. Jesus. Really?
Yeah.
How old was he in Constantine? Like, 9?
He was a kid, like, I'm guessing 15, 16?
Huh. I seriously would have thought that Shia LaBeouf was, like, 30. Weird. How old is Michael Cera?
If only the internet could answer.
Yeah, this is... Welcome to How Old Are People?
Michael Cera is 21.
Huh. Weird. Who do you think would win in a fight between Michael Cera and Shia LaBeouf?
Wow, Probably Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf would just knife him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if Michael Cera had a... What if we were in Arizona and Michael Cera had a concealed weapon?
I mean, I am not a Shia LaBeouf fan, but I'm wondering if he would do better. But I don't know. Giovanni Ribisi, whatever could
potentially... I'm just kidding about him. He's old too.
All right.
He's probably not that old. Damn it. When did we get so old?
I don't know.
Giovanni Ribisi is 2 years older than us.
You could get somebody.
He's kind of balding.
You could get somebody who's like a really good actor. I mean, Ryan Gosling's a really good actor.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a ton of unknowns. Good.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be fine. Hopefully, I agree that I hope is that Michael Cera shows some chops and actually
acts. That he rises to the occasion.
Yeah, and that is just the way the trailer was produced. Makes it look worrying, and it turns out not to be.
Yeah.
It's
all just railroad strikes to knee.
that's it. Just 2.5 hours of Liam Neeson shoving railroad spikes through Michael Cera's knees. Man, that fucking preview. Occasional JD also wrote, "What the fuck, Skullhead? You say you're interested in Lady Gaga partially because she's analyzing what it means to be a pop musician, and then turn around and disparage Wesley Willis? I will answer for him," and I feel like this is a totally reasonable counter to that, is that Mr. Skullhead probably enjoys the actual products that Lady Gaga produces as a result of her experimentation. I have liked everything that I've heard.
Wow.
By her.
I just kind of find it trite.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of like very sort of polished, manufactured pop, which, you know, it's okay.
Sure, but I mean, like, so is Single Ladies, right?
Sure.
And that song is good and has a lot of value. I mean, that's, like, there are songs that I will just listen to over and over again when I hear them the first time, right? And not all of those songs are good because, you know, some of them are like that fucking Rum Al Nurku, Smells Like Teen Spirit cover, or the Rock Lobster from Family Guy, you know?
Right.
But like, some of them are Inflammatory Writ, which is just a fucking amazing song.
Sure.
And some of them are also other songs by Joanna Newsom that are amazing. And some of them are like that Pazzo 8-bit remix of Beck's Girl, which both that and the original of Girl are just really fucking good songs. You know? And, like, Single Ladies, really good song. What's weird, like, in that crazy, pretentious, super long analysis of whatever song they were talking about and comparing unfavorably to Single Ladies, the guy made the exact same observation that I did, which is that musically, Single Ladies just really never goes anywhere. It is just kind of the same note played over and over again. Like, it keeps acting like it's building up towards something, some kind of resolution, but then it just never does, which is interesting.
Just like relationships with Single Ladies.
Yeah. Keeps seeming like it's going to build up to something, and then it just doesn't.
Yeah.
There's never any actual resolution to anything.
Yeah.
Hey, my pool guy got a divorce. I talked to him about that today.
Really?
He also got a haircut.
his wife took half of his hair.
Oh!
Of all the hair that grew while they were...
That's pretty funny.
Man, she gets half. Yep.
I think maybe he was... I think maybe he shaved his head because he was starting to go a little too bald to get any poontang, and that was suddenly an issue again. That's my sense.
Pool tang?
Yeah, some pool tang. That's only off by one letter. Two letters.
You could fill a pool with tang, and that'd be really gross.
Wow. Yeah, it'd be really awesome for a little while.
If it had no chlorine...
If you had a really long straw...
Because the length of the straw is important.
Yes. Remember trying to make long straws at who was that? No, it was me and Sorab's girlfriend at the tiki bar trying to make straws that we could lay back on the couch and still drink from the giant.
You could sort of get some
volcanic. Kinda, yeah. It was very difficult. Some tape would have helped.
Yeah, some sort of sealant.
The straws were too rigid to sort of do the thing where you bend a straw and shove it inside another straw, because it would just keep the creased part was creased strongly enough that it would keep creasing the more you shoved it in.
Yes.
To the other straw. So, yeah, it didn't really work. But it was a fun project.
We got good and drunk that night.
That's the truth. Who would have thought that going to
a distillery
and then a tiki bar...
Yeah.
Where all of the drinks have those fucking giant, like, by the way, this will kill you notification in the menu.
Would get someone drunk? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Occasional JD says, what really annoys me about an event that kicks up dirt in our video games art dust bowl is that it's usually the people who don't understand art that are the most vocal. So many of the comments in Ebert's blog post were along the lines of, Shadow of the Colossus is art because it looks really pretty. I mean, damn, have you seen those rocky crags in these misty valleys? I've seen your mom's rocky crags in Misty Valley.
You know, we could argue forever about the definition of art, right?
People make careers out of that.
Yeah.
Linguini Lad says, why isn't there a dick in a box at the fun house? Because that wouldn't be fun at all. And also because that zone existed way before that meme, buddy.
It's old school.
Which is totally why Joanna Newsom should leave Andy Samberg and date me. It's going to happen someday.
Yeah.
No, it's not. God damn it. Why is he so awesome? How can I be awesomer or make him less awesome? Maybe, okay, does having an egg thrown at you make you less awesome?
You should have some sort of duel.
And does throwing an egg at a dude make... No, he would ruin me. He would destroy my ass.
Why is that?
Because I would choose a rap battle like a fool. So what I would do is I would get a Cyrano de Bergerac. I would try and set up a Cyrano de Bergerac situation. I would challenge.
And then Frontalot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But
that'd
then
be fucking brilliant. And then she'd fall in love with Frontalot.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
He's probably smoother with the ladies than I am too.
He's smoother than the ladies than with he is smoother with the ladies than most people I know.
Yeah. It's weird.
He's got.
I don't think he's really a nerd. I don't think that he's really...
Wow, do you think he's fronting?
I think maybe he is.
Wow.
I think maybe he's faking.
That would be, like, the biggest upset since... in S13.
One thing that I have noticed about him is that I've never been able to figure out exactly what kind of nerd he is, because he doesn't know that much about video games.
He
knows a lot
them.
About music. He knows a lot about computers in general.
Yeah, I mean, he's a dilettante.
Yeah.
He's clearly a talented musician. So
sure.
He's got a lot of music geekdom, at least. And then, you know, he knows a lot of things. He knows a little bit about a lot of things.
What if he's actually a really cool guy just doing a really cool piece of performance art by pretending to be a nerd?
Wow. It's possible.
I mean, I think it's possible that he actually has had sex with some of the goth girls at shows, and he sings the song about not ever getting laid by goth girls at shows so that, you know, maybe a goth girl at the show will try and prove him wrong. Maybe that's a tactic.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, man. The dude moves in mysterious ways.
He also abides.
It's really a bad idea to involve him in my plan to steal Joanna Newsom away from Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I going to do? What kind of battle could I challenge him to?
Harp.
No. What? Yeah. Okay.
You could impress her with your harp stylings.
Having a wearing a pretty dress competition.
You might be able to pull that off.
Singing songs that sound like they were written in the 1800s contest.
Yeah, dude, there are all kinds of ways in which you could clearly impress her. Poetry recital.
Damn it. Salt Begin says, someone suggested as a positive effect for Bad Moon, vajazzled. There's nothing negative about vajazzling.
Vajazz hands?
Yeah. Stupak 2 says, according to Krovax, Grimmicide items, the old raffle stuff, and boom goes the dynamite. The old raffle stuff, gown, guayabera, etc., can't be pulverized, but it still shows up in the menu. What's the deal with that? I don't know.
I don't know why it wouldn't be able to be pulverized and still show up. Like, I feel like it's one or the other. If it's in the menu, I think it can be, can't it?
Grimmicide gown. You know what? Why don't I try a little experiment? Grimmicide gown. I'm going to give myself a Grimmicide gown. I'm going to... I don't remember if I made a command to give myself a skill from chat, but maybe I made CD Moyer do it. All right, now I'm going to go into my inventory. I'm going to craft stuff. I'm going to smith stuff. I'm going to... Oh, I don't have a fucking hammer. Give myself a tenderizing hammer. This game is confusing. Do you think there's more than one item with tenderizzy? Okay. Smash. Grimmicide gown. This item may be valuable. Do you really want to smash it? Okay. Yeah, Twinkly Wad. You smash the Grimmicide gown, you acquire an item Twinkly Wad.
Yeah.
So...
It just gives you a confirmation box.
Maybe Krovax was lying and I just fucked up his game. Maybe it was a tactic to get Stupak 2 to have sex with him.
Or any girls that wear Grimmicide.
So, it was weird. Casey Wiederman said, Jake, we have a similar playstyle in Fallout. I'm just incapable of doing anything that loses karma. Oh, and there's a middle ground good karma result for Tenpenny Tower. But then, Popplebunk wrote, the hotel quest in Fallout 3 is even worse. You can negotiate a settlement where the humans and ghouls live together and get karma for it, but on return you find all the humans' bodies in the basement.
Yeah, wow. That pissed me off. I went and killed that dude after that because I was like, you asshole, this was not the deal.
Did you lose karma for killing him?
Yeah, but fuck
that's
that guy.
That's fucked up, man. They don't normally mess with you like that. Although there's that thing where the only way to kill the cannibals is to lose karma. And so I just can't do it. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me, man. I did not realize that it would be... Okay, so in Operation Anchorage, the army issues you the drug Psycho. And then later on, well, earlier, really, I guess, in terms of when the content was constructed, there's a place where a guy asks you for some, and if you give it to him, you lose karma.
Huh.
Because he's an addict. I don't fucking know. I don't know if there's a quest to end his addiction.
I think I accidentally killed that guy by giving him something else that exploded his veins or
poison
something.
Poison Psycho?
I think I gave him Jet or something that was too volatile for him.
Huh. You didn't give him American Psycho?
Nah.
I'm thinking about...
I fed him a stray cat.
I'm thinking about how you could convert talking to girls who wear Grimmsite gowns into getting some by saying, "You can't crash smash Grimmsite. Here, give me your gown. Let me show you." See, that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I wasn't paying any attention to any of your crazy Fallout talk.
A woman should be wearing a beautiful dress or nothing at all, and I happen to have no dress in my quarters. That was pretty smooth. Johnny Depp is pretty smooth as Captain Ace
Bandicoot.
Ace Wingman. Yeah, Captain Ace Bandicoot. Johnny Depp as. Man, our movie is going to be great. Oh, we got to remember to put a dummy into it so you'll stay interested.
Yeah.
Severus says, "A brief incantation and she blinks in surprise and quacks at you. They say you can't fight evil with a macaroni duck, but maybe that's just because they've never tried. You decide to name him Trorg. The duck changes sex." No, I just forgot to mark the duck as female. That's something that's like hard-coded into a thing in a place. I'm going to put that on a list of things to write down. Not in that. Look, it's you know the nice thing about this to-do list is that there's a million fucking items on it and none of them ever get done.
But it is fertile ground.
It just grows and grows.
For
thrice 5 miles of fertile ground with walls and towers were girdled round.
We were supposed to roll something out tonight.
Were we?
Yeah. Shit. I'll tell you later.
You'll tell me later.
Yeah.
Okay.
I screwed up.
Oh. Was it something that I knew about?
Sort of, yeah.
No. You're not just like running the show. Gorgolok says, "Linguini lad looks like some sort of demonic penis crab lobster thingy. La 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 la."
Is it still rollover?
Yeah.
Can we take a music break for 5 minutes?
I guess. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Cue up a song.
3 minutes.
All right.
Okay.
Are you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you gonna let it all hang out? Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round. Hey, I was just a skinny lad, never knew no good from bad, but I knew life before. Won't you take me home tonight? Oh, down beside your red.
Hey, just kidding. We didn't actually roll anything out. Sorry about that. Again, pimping the St. Paul MC Frontalot show on May 14th, which Vaginal Blood Fart will be doing some insult comedy pong.
Huh.
Vilification tennis? Yeah. Some show that he does with a dude, I guess. Maybe a lady.
Badgermitten.
What was that player? Abysmal Minton?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny. It's a pretty funny player name. Let's see. Evangeon Q says, can you allow for the final assassin from the legendary epic weapon quest to appear earlier? I'd like to try giving a shot at beating the nemesis final form at 9th level. No. Can you make Candy Blast partially affected by flavor of magic and elemental cookbooks, allowing it to function as weapon of the Apostle Lord does? Also no. It's a blast of candy. Linguini Lad says, so will you guys be going to Wizard World in Philly this June, plus? No, there's already way too much fucking travel going on, and Philadelphia is filled with venomous snakes. Seriously, there's nothing but vipers. Like, I'm sure that if a plane landed in Philadelphia, there would already be snakes on the plane.
What are you talking about?
What? Wizard World? ChefBub27 says, hey, so are you guys coming to Wizard World Comic Con in Philly this June?
No, the snakes.
I don't know, man. It's just full of snakes.
We'll be in Germany.
Yeah.
So now.
Yeah. We're going to be in Germany. We're going to wie sagt man Wizard auf Deutsch? Wizard.
Wizard.
Welt, not Wald. I always got world and forest mixed up. It's because my people have a very small sense of, you know, the natural world.
Do they have snakes in Germany?
I don't know. Yeah, Schlange. Schlange is a snake. Meine Hexa. Große Hosenschlange is my
Hexa
big,
or
my big trap
Zauberer.
Snake. Zauberer?
Yeah.
So is that like a sorcerer, except with a B?
I guess. Finanz. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Finanzgeni? I'm a Hex. Hexenmeister.
Hexenmeister.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Hexenmeister Welt. That's the Comic-Con we're going to. So, like, you're alternating between not paying attention and eating candy on the radio.
What are you talking about?
Loud lollipop man banging the lollipop against your teeth. You're the loud lollipop man. That was a poem that I just wrote. First and last lines rhymed.
Wizardry is Hexerian.
Cool.
Hexerian.
No, not coming to Wizard World, because we're going to be in Der Welt. Because we're going to be in the world. And that is not where Wizard World takes... Wizard World is a different world than our world.
Like, wizened... Wizen in German is Schrumpelig. This is a cool language. We should all learn this language.
Contumely says, so, Jake, did Hot Stuff ever fuck that girl from Whole Foods? If not, what happened to it being his civic duty to bang that booty? He was too busy looking up funny words in German.
Yeah, that's a moral story for you kids.
Yeah,
don't study foreign languages. Yeah.
You'll never get laid going to Europe. Maybe there will be an entire world full of hot beer girls. Isn't that what Munich is like? It's just girls
serving beer,
big, like holding 5 or 6 pints of beer in each hand.
Yeah,
giant tankards of beer that are like quarts of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, "Hey, put that down and give me a hand job." And she's like, "Nope, sorry, I have to take this to 5 dudes who I would rather have sex with than you."
But she doesn't German, so it sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. Why did the 5 dudes need 2 beers each? You ask. She was like, "I was just kidding. There's 10 dudes I would rather have sex with than you." And you're like, "Dag, yo." Or however you say that in German. Die Dagmeister, Jotzen.
Yeah. We can have a good trip.
Yeah. Yep. I'll do all the translating. Every time somebody says something to you, I will just turn to you and say, he says. And then, not lie, but just make shit up.
Yeah.
Argodi says, so going back to a 2005 radio show that got turned into a remix, I went to a college party for some reason, and that Four Non Blondes' What's Going On song was playing. Frat boys continue to not evolve. I think they're wearing more polo shirts now than they were. Like, each one of them individually is wearing more polo shirts.
I wonder what's the record for most polo shirts worn.
I don't know. I wonder if I could find a copy of the record of that song and break it. It's actually not a bad song. Well, no, it's kind of a bad song. The original song is sort of okay, and then the techno remix is sort of okay, but it's also sort of bad. Boomies says swills can't be used for Disco Bandit Nemesis Cave Door 3 test. No, apparently not. What is the deal with
what is the deal with
Mother Hell Seals and the adorable seal larva? Like the quest familiar for seal clubbers apparently is
makes it so you can't actually beat the quest.
Detrimental to the quest.
Because
why is that?
Because they damage it. Non-club damage. The way it is now, non-club damage has huge percent chance of ruining the skins and stuff. I mean, we could cause the seal club request familiar to not do that.
You could reclassify it as club damage,
or just say that it's won't attack other seals. Which I guess makes it slightly less useful because as a seal clubber you're fighting seals, but it makes narrative sense, right?
Which
one of those either of those two things
to do so or not?
No, it makes sense for those things to not attack other seals.
Ah, yeah.
Pantsless says, "Hey guys, I love the bugbear both for flavor and the mechanics. Zapping for the bonnet is kind of frustrating though, since you have a 50% chance of totally wasting the zap." I mean, I feel like there's a lot of cases where you have a 50% chance of totally wasting a zap, and that's...
Yeah, pretty much every case except for those keys.
I mean, the wand is a fucking gambling vector, you know? Yeah. So. Jeff says, if you wanted to be super mean, which item of the month would you nerf? The Mr. Accessory Junior. It's not an item of the month.
We could just... Oh, of the month.
The emo squid. The
hand turkey,
yeah. The feather boa constrictor. Oh, yeah. The Awesomato wrist says the elements of Phobopolis bosses seem to match the class that uses their drops. Disco bandits have sleaze resistance to get Chester stuff. Seal clubbers get cold resist and Frosty's gear. And the same is true with Turtle Tamers and Zombo. My point: sorcerers and Postamancers are swapped. Postamancers get Oscus's drop, but they have hot resistance, and vice versa for sorcerers. Is this intentional, a goof, or were the other three just freakish coincidences? Well. I wanted the stench boss to drop stench-themed equipment, and I wanted them to be for a spellcasting class, and so the Postamancers are the only class that can cast stenchy spells. That was prior to the introduction of Käse Soße Sturm, but we should make sure and remember that word for when we're in Germany.
That's true.
Also, Mühlfürzentisch. Griffin Slade says, Frontalot Show was fantastic, and the one-ups have gotten considerably better as well. They've gone from straight-up game-theme music to adding a rapper on top of their music. They really complimented Frontalot, who was recovering well from his strep throat. Just a shame he couldn't get to his encore. He was sipping the herbal tea, or... The herbal tea hardcore is what I was about to say, but what I meant is the herbal tea hardcore after the show. He wrote herbal tea without a space.
Right.
Which fucked me up. ChefUp27 says, Jick, wouldn't you agree that a good dump is better than sex? If not, would you think that the best dump you ever had was better than your worst sexual experience? Depends on what you categorize as a sexual experience, but no. No, I would not agree to any of those things, man.
Yeah, I can't follow that logic.
Sompum says, one, thank you for moving miscellaneous up for Oxygenarians. Didn't that happen like 10 years ago? 5 years ago? 5 years ago? By the way, how is eating an oyster egg not oxygenarian breaking? I quote, you eat the mauve paisley oyster egg. You eat it! Yeah, how is eating a candy bar not, you know, it's not food.
Or chocolate.
It's a snack.
Well, I mean, as an oxygenarian, your definition of eat changes, so you just kind of rub it on your skin.
Yeah.
It's like Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster can't eat anything because there's no hole in the back of his mouth. He just crams the cookie in his mouth and smashes it into bits that fly everywhere.
Did you see that article about the Swami who's, like, being studied by the Indian government or whatever?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who claims to have not eaten anything in 7 million years.
Well, in 70 years or whatever. But, yeah. Like, it was frustrating to me because it wasn't yet news. Because in the article they say, you know, there are people who regularly fast for 8 days without any deleterious effects. And this guy was on day 6. So why are they reporting about it now instead of, like, actually waiting until there's something interesting to be said, right?
I mean, the fact that anybody is even taking it seriously enough to, like, give the guy a room to sit in, you know? I don't know. Like, I think it's pretty clearly nonsense, but, you know, is it worth it? Is it worth spending money on an experiment to prove that some dude is not actually psychic?
Sure.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, if I claim to have magic powers, do you think it'd be worth somebody spending money to do an experiment to disprove some ridiculous claim that I made?
If there were some potential evidence that said that maybe you did have those powers, sure, why not?
If it turns out you're right, yeah, that'd be a big deal.
Oh, Christ.
That's the thing, right? Like,
I mean,
I get kind of pissed at the people who talk about, like, people who are all against climate change being, like, a definite thing, and I'm like, well, you know, sure, there's a bunch of science which supports it, and I think most people are in agreement that it's probably something that's happening, but the whole point of science is to be skeptical. So to criticize skeptics is just being such, like, hypocritical assholes. It just kind of makes me angry, you know? Take the skeptics and say, okay, what is your evidence against? And then disprove them, you know? Just...
Yeah,
it's just
out skeptic the skeptics.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's I feel like they do a disservice by just sort of making it seem like their holier than thou attitude is all that you need to make something
fucking
real.
Fucking liberals, man. Fucking liberals.
But it's not just that. I mean,
I'm just kidding.
You know, same thing happens with, you know, hyper religious people who are like, the Bible says this, so therefore it must be true. Kind of stuff is their justification for everything. You know. You can't just say science says this, so therefore it must be true.
Because
science is definitely, like, there are things that are just wrong. What you think?
Science is infallible. And
I think you're getting just, like, flammable and inflammable are the same thing. I think you have them.
No, because the science pope, everything that he says is true.
Only when he's sitting in the infallibility chair.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. The science stool. Only when he's sitting on the science stool.
Yeah.
Is science stool what comes out of your dog after he drinks science diet?
Yeah.
After he drinks science diet, after you put some science diet in a blender and then let your dog drink it. I tell you, he just laps it up. Andrew 3, this is probably the best user-created content ever. How about a pair of brass monkey balls for your familiar, and that lets it teabag a fallen opponent for substats or something? Also, the familiar should teabag you if you die, removing beaten up but giving you the embarrassed effect. Yeah.
Giving you substats or something.
Henceforth says, Ishmael is the name of the book. Yeah, the stupid fucking Richard Bach book about the...
That was not Richard Bach.
Wasn't it?
No.
Daniel Penceforth. I thought Ishmael was written by the same guy that wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
No.
Okay, so I read another book by the guy who wrote Jonathan fucking Livingston goddamn fucking Seagull.
Daniel Quinn is Ishmael.
How did I know that it was Daniel once you told me that it wasn't Richard...
I don't know.
Richard Bach.
Bridge Across Forever, I think, was Richard Bach, and...
What about The Bridge to Terabithia?
That was not... That was Richard Dean Bach Anderson Quinn.
Anderson Cooper, Minnie, yeah. Pearl, S. Buck, Rogers, and Hammerstein. Fuck! Really painted myself into a corner there. Sparkus said, did you guys play Flower? Definitely art. I don't know about that. I like
Illusions is probably what you're thinking of.
Yeah, okay. That was it.
Yeah.
Flower was frustrating to me.
Is it a game or is it just a gardening simulator or like what's
it's
the story?
A game. It's a you know, you
I have not seen it even. I've seen a screenshot which was clearly not useful.
You are like a cloud of petals. And it's like you're kind of controlling the wind, sort of, or whatever. You blow around, and when you go over other flowers, they bloom, and you're like bringing color back to the landscape. And it's gay.
It's like bringing sexy back, but sexy is in color.
But only with black people. Yeah.
Huh.
I kind of wanted to play through it all and see it all, but I just got tired of it. I got tired of, like, it reminded me very much of me playing Wing Commander, right? Which is like, alright, I'm going to get up ahead of steam, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to do all this shit, moving real fast. Fuck, I missed one. So now I'm going to spend, like, 30 seconds fucking turning around and go back and try to hit the thing again. Right, it was like I wanted to be. It's like not even supposed to be a game that's like hard, but I wanted to be better at it than I was, and so it was frustrating to me. It's all controlled by tilting the six-axis controller, and that was fucking obnoxious. Like, just knock it off with the fucking motion controls. Seriously,
what does six-axis mean?
It's like the feature of the PS3 controller that makes it it's like six axis accelerometers, right? Like six accelerometers. I guess you only need three.
That's why I don't understand. Like, how are having three extra axes useful?
I don't know. Maybe they're just counting. Maybe they went to the Stargate School of Physics. So they feel like you need more axes to define a point.
That made me so angry. That movie just. When I watched it the first time, I was convinced that it was just clips of other movies chopped together, like Indiana Jones and like Fifth Element
good.
And stuff. Oh my god, it was
out,
not
it
good.
It came out before Fifth Element, didn't it?
I don't know. I can consult the internet.
No, Fifth Element came out when I was in college, in my freshman year of college. They came out around the same time. They might have been like the same season.
Fifth Element was 97.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I was thinking of Stargate. Stargate was like 94. Or 95.
94.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah, no, that's weird. I had to mix up a story that I remembered that I thought was about the Fifth Element was actually about Stargate. So, yeah. So yeah, Stargate was not made up of clips of movies that had not been made yet.
Okay, but it was...
Because also Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which is the only real Indiana Jones movie, hadn't come out in 1994 either.
Wow. Yeah. I remember at the time thinking that it was just a bunch of chopped up movie bits.
It was pretty bad. Stargate SG-1, pretty good.
I've not watched it. I've seen like an episode.
You know, Friday the 13th, the series... Better than Friday the 13th, the movie.
Not related at all.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the antique shop.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No, I know.
Alright. Also a place you could find dummies.
Were there dummies there? Oh, was there a ventriloquist
there was
dummy?
There was at least a ventriloquist
dummy.
And
I bet you had that one on tape. On VHS.
Yeah.
Remember when we were kids and you had to have VHS cassettes of things?
You remember when we were kids and VCRs didn't exist at first?
Yeah, now I do. Do you remember when things were, like, rare? Did you ever see that Broken video? Were you into Nine Inch Nails in, like, the early 90s?
I was, but I did not watch videos very much.
Yeah, same here.
Because the Broken video, like, you, like, maybe knew a guy who had, like, a third-generation dub of it, and it was, like, people came over because they found out that I had a copy of this video, right?
Huh.
And we watched it, like... And it was, like, a thing, right? Like, the overthinking guys were kind of lamenting this. It was, like, just the sort of, like... That the Star Wars Christmas special used to be this kind of a legendary thing that you probably had not seen, and YouTube just makes it so there is no, like, mystique.
Star Wars Christmas special.
Yeah, the Star Wars like holiday special from 1978 that was like super terrible.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either. I've not bothered to watch it because it's just, you know what? Like if I've seen enough horrible Star Wars shit.
Did you see the first South Park thing?
Santa versus Jesus. I did not see the first one, which was from the previous Christmas, which was like Frosty versus Santa.
I think it was the other way around. I thought it was Jesus versus Santa first.
I was just listening to an interview with them the other day.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Santa versus Jesus was the first thing that got like big. I saw that digitally the first time. It was like one of the first movies that I ever saw on the internet. One of the first video clips. The first video clip I ever saw on the internet was the first time I ever saw a web browser, because in the lab where they had written Mosaic, like in the NCSA lab, they had it set up, and as part of the intro CS class that I took, you had to like, hey, check out what Mosaic can do, and there was like, you know, it was like, oh, it's playing some music, and it's got some text, and here's a video clip of the Enterprise flying through space.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mosaic.
Yep.
I used to launch Mosaic in my ex-Windows.
Oh, yeah?
Back in the day.
I used to run Trumpet Windsock.
Trumpet Windsock?
Yeah. Trumpet Windsock was like the dialer for Windows.
I see.
Created a socket interface. Socket interface? I hardly know her. Stupak2 says, I am deeply offended by radio rants. Now eat your hat. Yeah, what am I in the mood to eat? I have a hat made out of refried beans.
That'd be a messy hat.
It would be. Unless it was like like a plastic bag full of refried beans. And would I have to eat the plastic bag? Why don't people wear baggies full of food as hats? Because then they could just eat them if they got hungry.
Tyler Salt says, Jick, I saw someone at my job the other day wearing a Ghostbusters t-shirt. Thought of you, and I specifically ignored him. Yeah. So there you go.
Cool. Thank you, Tyler Salt. Is it Tyler Salt or Tyler's Alt?
Yes.
Bulletproof says, two words, axolotl familiar. You know the word axolotl reminds me of every time I look at the Wikipedia article for a list of fish common names, like the second name on the list is a fish called the... it's A-H-O-L-E-H-O-L-E, which I like to think of as
A-hole-hole.
But, I mean, it's probably like A-hole-hole or something. Like, which is also pretty funny, now that I say it out loud. A-hole-hole.
The Mariachi Wawa was a missed opportunity.
Yeah. As well as the Hobo the Bonobo.
Hobo Bonobo.
We could change them.
What is an axolotl?
It's a sort of newt. It's kind of pink and has those like frills coming out around the back of its neck.
Huh.
Oh, that's cool looking. Damn, dude. Why is it called an axolotl?
Don't know.
Is it from...
It originates from the lake underlying Mexico City and is also called ajolote.
Which is also
a common name for the Mexican mole lizard.
Ajolote? That's kind of cool.
Mole lizards are those things that burrow under your skin and
underneath
make brown bumps.
Mexico City? Is that what they just said?
Yeah.
There's a lake under Mexico City?
Yeah, isn't the entirety of Mexico City built on, like, floating... There's a thing, right?
Like, I don't
know
any of this.
Mexico City is built on a body of water. Somehow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was initially built as Tenochtitlan on an island in Lake Texcoco.
I see.
Which was almost completely destroyed in 1521, and then, what, it's weird. Yeah, no, I remember learning some weird shit and seeing, like, a side view diagram of what Mexico City was built like, and it was weird.
I have never heard of that.
In fact, that's where Lando Lake's butter comes from. And, you know, if you fold the box in a certain way, it looks like you can see some boobs. The more you know. I'm trying to find the radio questions again. The younger one says, "Hi, Jake and company. I just beat my nemesis, late to the party, I know, and I just want to thank Riff for what is definitely some of the best content in the game. Gorgolok looks so cool. I also want to know who did most of the item descriptions. Some of the items, such as the candy from the nemesis gear, had to check the wiki. I had trouble not bursting out laughing. Thanks again." I think those were all Riff.
Everything in Nemesis Quest was me, except for monster combat text for non-bosses, which was Scully.
And art, which was me.
And art, which was
Zach. And coding, which was C.D. Moyer.
Right.
And numbers.
Oh, I just meant all the writing.
Some of which were hot stuff.
Yeah. Yep, that was, that went down pretty good.
Shit, we're out of time.
Oh, yes, we are.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, well, we'll see you next week. Will we see you next week? We're not leaving town. We're not leaving for Max FunCon until Friday morning. Okay, so, yeah, we'll be here. We'll see you on Thursday. Do I sound like a musical robot?
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Later.